Hi everyone, my name's TJ Power and I'm the lead neuroscientist at the Dose Lab and I'm also the co-founder of Neurify. I've spent the last 5 years of my life traveling all over the world delivering Dose as a live experience to companies and schools. We've trained just over 50,000 people in this model. Dose is all about helping people to understand our four primary brain chemicals: dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. And in this conversation with you, I'm going to share with you some key tips about these four chemicals and some actions you can immediately start taking in your life that are going to boost these chemicals up and get you feeling as good as possible. For some context, our brains have managed to help us survive as a species for over 300,000 years. And obviously that wasn't easy, living outdoors in the wild, having to hunt, make fire, find food, was a very challenging physical and mental experience. It's actually estimated that for the majority of human history, we spent 85% of our time outside. Now our lives are radically different. In the modern world, we're spending just 7% of our time outside, but our brain chemistry operates in the same way that it always did. It's still trying to guide us, just as it was rewarding us for the behaviors that created the optimum conditions for survival back then. It's now sending us messages saying how we're living as modern humans isn't necessarily the best way we can. And if you look at our modern lives with our phones, our social media, our sugar, alcohol, these kind of actions, although they can be very pleasurable in the moment, are really disrupting this delicate chemical balance in our brain. And your brain chemistry really shapes everything. It shapes your mood, your focus, your energy levels, your relationships. And with these neurotransmitters that I'm going to talk to you about, we're going to think about how could we boost these up a little bit more frequently in your day-to-day life. Let's start with dopamine. To elevate your dopamine, you really want to focus on effort and you want to focus on the idea of earning dopamine and not just getting instant quick hits. Dopamine is effectively your brain's motivational fuel. In our hunter-gatherer past, dopamine rewarded us for effort. Whether we were hunting for food or building shelter, it would come into our brain to reward us for the effort we were putting in, to make it feel good in our brain so that we wanted to keep doing these things. Today, often, dopamine is getting hijacked by quick hits like social media, sugary snacks, online shopping is becoming a massive one, which effectively spike our dopamine briefly, causing it to then crash out, which actually can make us feel quite low. To optimize our dopamine naturally, the first thing you want to think about is starting your day with action. If you could avoid checking your phone first thing in the morning, I know that one is hard, but this is so huge for dopamine. And instead of going on your phone, if you could go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, splash some water on your face, or even get a little bit of sunlight, this kind of stuff is going to naturally start generating dopamine in your brain. You then want to, throughout your day, really connect yourself with goal-oriented tasks. If that's tackling a challenging project in your work, or maybe on a rest day, this might be cleaning your home. We all know that feeling where, for example, you need to change and wash your bedding. That's an annoying task that isn't particularly fun. You wake up one morning, you think, yeah, I should probably change and wash my bedding today. And then a few days later, you're like, oh yeah, I definitely need to. You go through the hell of unbuttoning the duvet, getting the sheet off, jamming it all in the washing machine so it all fits in one load, getting it out, drying it, putting it all back on the bed. Eventually though, you find yourself getting into your freshly washed bed that evening and you think, this is quite nice actually that I washed my bedding. I doubt you've ever got into your freshly washed bed and thought, I really regret the fact that I bothered to wash my bedding today. And that's dopamine. Dopamine is rewarding you for an effortful task that is beneficial to you as a human being. The final thing with dopamine I want you to think about is just trying to limit these quick dopamine behaviors. If you can replace endless scrolling with something like reading or writing or solving a problem or connecting with a human, if we can reduce the quick dopamine and increase that slow earned dopamine, then our brain is going to operate in a much better way. Our second area is going to be about oxytocin and building connection through this love hormone. Oxytocin, this connection chemical, strengthens your relationships and creates feelings of trust. In the past, oxytocin drove cooperation within tight-knit social communities, which was essential for us to survive. Today, our digital habits and individualistic lifestyles often weaken the oxytocin pathways and can actually leave us feeling pretty isolated and lonely. This is something that I've personally struggled with for a number of years. To elevate oxytocin, you want to think about a few of these actions. One is physical touch. If you hug someone, and if you hug them for 5 seconds, it's a simple, scientifically proven way to raise oxytocin. You also want to deepen your social moments. So when you're socializing with the people you love, your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, kids, family members, you really want to remove distractions. You want to get that phone as far away from you as possible. You want face-to-face conversations where eye contact is a priority and where you actively listen to that human being and you get engaged and you ask interesting questions. With touch in mind and also social moments, the final way that you can increase oxytocin is through altruism, any kind of pro-social behavior. There's this brilliant research by Algo on the neurobiological effects of pro-social behavior. These are things like acts of kindness, helping a friend, writing someone a thank you note, smiling at someone and asking how their day's going. Anytime you do something that is pro-social, you're increasing your oxytocin. The third one, let's look at serotonin. You can boost your mood with serotonin. Often serotonin gets referred to as nature's antidepressant. Now, serotonin regulates your mood, energy levels, and your sleep. And historically, spending time outdoors in sunlight and consuming unprocessed foods supported our serotonin production. Now, unfortunately, our modern, more indoor lifestyles and processed diets can deplete this chemical, leading to pretty big mood swings and fatigue, something many of us struggle with today. To increase your serotonin levels, you really want to start spending more time outdoors. Sunlight exposure, even on the cloudy days, is so important here. And if you woke up one day and it was sunny, you might only need 5 minutes or so outside to get a nice elevation of this chemical. On the cloudy day, though, you're going to need 10 to 15 minutes. So sometimes the opposite happens. We only go outside when it's sunny and we don't go outside at all when it's cloudy. But it's really the cloudy days that we really, really need to get out there. And a nice simple rule I like to have in my life is the idea of seeing sunlight before social media every single morning. So me, as someone that's very addicted to my phone, if I go on social media first thing in the morning, that then primes my brain into that dopamine loop. Then I get stuck in my phone all day. If I wake up, avoid the phone, I take action, I do some of those challenging activities for my dopamine, make my bed and brush my teeth and so on. And then if I have a rule that the only way I'm allowed on that social media is if I've gone outside first, that seeing sunlight before social media provides such a staple protocol in my life that keeps my serotonin functioning. The second part of this is prioritizing your gut health to increase your serotonin. 90% of this chemical is actually being made in your gut. And anytime you eat those fibrous, rich, nutrient-dense foods of fruits, vegetables, good quality meats and fish and eggs and dairy, these things are coming into your body and your body is going, nice, look at all these nutrients. I can generate serotonin out of those. So we've got spending time outdoors, prioritizing your gut health. And our third one is going to be what we call practicing underthinking. It's really interesting this, because often when we're overthinking, our brains and our thoughts are going very rapidly and often in quite a negative direction. It's really important that we know how to calm down our bodies in these moments. So if we settle our heart, if we reduce our cortisol levels, our stress hormone, our thoughts are going to calm as well. We often do this with something called the physiological sigh. This is where you take a double inhalation through the nose, followed by a big exhalation from your mouth. You could try this now. So if you take a deep breath in through your nose, and then another one, and then a big sigh out. That's called a physiological sigh. If you repeat that 3 to 5 times, double in, one out, double in, one out, this is going to be a perfect way to build serotonin and slow those overthinking thoughts that we don't particularly love. Now, our fourth and final area here is going to be to release your endorphins. These are your brain's natural painkillers. Endorphins reduce pain, and they also can de-stress your brain. They're activated by physical activity, hot environments, and laughing regularly. Now, for our ancestors, endorphins were critical for enduring those physical demands and stresses that surviving in the wild would have brought their way. Now, in your life, to activate it, you simply need to make sure you're moving every single day. Exercise is a magical way to trigger this chemical. That could be a 10-minute walk. If ever you can slightly walk faster, or if ever you can walk up a hill, or if ever on your walk, you can start doing a little jog or sprint. Any moment of physical activation is great here. The next thing I would suggest is experimenting with heat therapy. Taking a warm bath or using a sauna can actually really activate these endorphins and calm your brain. You may have experienced this before. You get in a bath, suddenly you feel a bit more chilled out. Neurobiologically speaking, that's because endorphins are releasing into your brain and calming your brain and body down. So you've got movement, you've got heat therapy. The final one is the laughter. We really need laughter as human beings. In our research at the Dose Lab, we're seeing that humans in the modern world are not laughing enough. We're really not. We actually asked people on a scale from 1 to 10, how frequently do you laugh? With over 50,000 people through Dose, we've got an average answer of 5.1 to that question. So people don't feel they're laughing that frequently overall. Maybe ask yourself that question. How regularly do you think you're laughing from 1 to 10? If that number is low, you really need to prioritize those social moments, those funny movies, those funny TV shows. Things that are going to get you laughing are essential for this chemical. That's Dose. That's the four chemicals that can boost your brain chemistry. And I really want to leave you with this final idea. Happiness isn't just a fleeting emotion. It's deeply rooted in your brain chemistry. And by understanding and intentionally boosting dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, you really can transform your mental and emotional state. And I want you to start with small changes to your daily lifestyle, from your phone, to your food, to your time spent outside. And over time, you'll notice significant shifts in your motivation, mood, relationships, and overall happiness. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. I hope this has provided you with some cool actions for your daily life. Have a beautiful rest of your day.